We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's ready.
Let's talk some more O's. The Orioles 27 international free agent signings on July 2nd. Let's get to the guy who is heavily involved in all of that, the Oriole Senior Director of International Scouting, Kobe Perez, who I'm guessing is still wearing his J2 t-shirt, right? You still got that on?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Kobe. Thanks for jumping in. I mean, the undertaking of getting this done, I don't think we as baseball fans understand what goes into this process of signing 27 international free agents and combing through like Latin America and all these other areas to find players. I mean, this is a heavy. Did you sleep for months?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, man. We've been traveling often, early and often, with myself and our entire group. You know, fortunately, I was coming from an organization where we already had an idea of the talent pool. Mike Elias also had a good idea of the talent pool because he did some international work with Houston as well. And then our group that we had here already had good something to start from. So, you know, putting all those together made it a lot easier to get at it.
Kobe Perez hanging out with us, the Orioles Senior Director of International Scouting. Terry Ford, we go to 545, the Oriole Baseball on the Fan. Kobe, there's three guys that we all read about, just as baseball fans, that you guys, they've been kind of spotlighted. Luis Gonzalez, the outfielder, left-handed pitcher Luis Ortiz, and the shortstop, Leonel Sanchez. Just real quick, give us a small little short capsule on all three and why you guys are excited about them.
Yeah. With the center fielder, you know, he's a big kid. So, you know, we're going to start him out in center field, but there's a possibility that he ends up in a corner, you know, 5-6 years down the line. He's a big boy. He's about 6'4". You know, he's really lean right now. But in the future, you know, we think he's going to fill out some and be able to hit for some, you know, he's got some power potential. So, you know, we're hoping he can hit for some power as well. As far as Ortiz, the left-handed pitcher, you know, we feel really, really good about him because he, you know, he's got an idea of how to pitch already at such a young age. Goes right after hitters. His fastball's been up to 93 miles an hour, and his breaking ball is probably his best pitch. So that with the, you know, flashes of a good changeup, you know, profiles as a starting pitcher for us. So we're excited about him. And then with Sanchez as the shortstop, he's you know, a good looking, lanky middle infielder with good actions at shortstop and plenty of arm strength to play there and you know, solid bat to ball skill. So we're fortunate to be able to get those three guys.
Kobe Perez, Senior Director of International Scouting, hanging out with us, Terry Ford on the Fan, till Oriole Baseball at 545, Blue Jays and Birds here on the home of the O's, the Fan. Now, Kobe, when you're looking at because these are all like 16-year-olds. I mean, you're projecting out. They've got some of them don't shave. I mean, you're really projecting down the road. So, yeah, you're watching a kid and how he plays now, but it's kind of you're balancing the what he's doing now to what he's going to look like in 4, 5, 6 years, correct? Isn't that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's very difficult to do. I mean, you know, what helps a little bit is the experience of, you know, seeing kids that were similar at the same age now being in the major league, and it kind of gives you a perspective of what the body's going to look like and how the abilities are going to come along. So, you know, fortunately, you know, we have experience in what these kids look like now, and we try to forecast what they'll look like in the future. We're not always right, but we do our best.
Kobe Perez hanging out with us, Senior Director of International Scouting for the Orioles, is Terry Ford on the FanDuel Oriole Baseball. Kobe, when you guys showed up, we know and everyone knows here that the Orioles weren't really in the international market. They weren't a player. They didn't have a huge staff of guys doing things. And the dedication, the commitment wasn't there like other teams. Like, you've been in Philadelphia, Cleveland. So was it, when you got here and saw the lay of the land, was it better than you thought, about what you thought, worse than what you thought? What was it like when you first showed up and checked out with the Orioles, what they were doing internationally when you got here?
Well, I thought the guys that were here, the scouts that were here already, were doing a fantastic job with their resources, because we looked at some of the players that they had on their follow lists and all that, and they were similar to the players that that we've seen. So, you know, they were out working and they saw the players. I just think they didn't execute, you know, for whatever reason. But when Mike came on board, Mike and I came on board, we basically, just sealed the deal on some of those guys that, you know, we all liked.
And I guess also it's now the resources are going to be put to this, because it's a lot about resources too, because you want to have, you know, a nice academy in the Dominican to bring these kids to and to recruit. It's a lot of it's recruiting and relationships, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we bring these kids in the academy. We get to know them. We get to know their families and try and get these kids on board with, what we're trying to do. And so far it's worked.
Kobe Perez hanging out with the Senior Director of International Scouting with the Baltimore Orioles, Terry Ford on the Fan. Kobe, I mean, and the Orioles, obviously, other teams are ahead of the game than the Orioles are in regards to commitment, resources, relationships, connections, that you guys want to get to that point. And obviously, everyone's always trying to get better. But if you gave me the crystal ball, how many years will it take, do you think, that you will be up to speed with some of the top-level teams in regards to international signings and being a real player in that market? How long do you think that would take if you were trying to guess?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, the way international works, as you know, a lot of the work is done in advance, as you mentioned. With other clubs, a lot of the players in this upcoming class are already spoken for, and even some 2021 players are spoken for. So, you know, I think, the first class where we will have full access to would be that 2022 class, which is, you know, obviously 3 years down the road. But, you know, hopefully, we can continue to put together the best classes we can here in 2020 and 2021. There's still plenty of players for us to get. So that being said, we wouldn't be able to pick from the full class, but there's still guys out there.
Kobe Perez hanging out with us talking about the international department with the Orioles. Kobe Perez, Director of International Scouting. Of course, the Orioles just signing 27 international free agents on July 2nd. Terry Ford on the Fan. Kobe, I mean, you have, if people don't understand, you have been very successful. When you're with the Phillies, you know, you helped get guys signed like Sir Anthony Dominguez, Hector Neris, Mikael Franco. I mean, so there are guys in the major leagues that you are very important, just with the Phillies. We haven't even gotten into the Indian side of it. Give me the best story of signing a guy you walked away the most proud of, whether it was finding him, getting him signed, seeing him develop. And I know you have a bunch of stories. Give me one that makes you the most proud.
I would probably have to say Domingo Santana, who's now with the Mariners, is a real good story. We were able to sign him with the Phillies for $330,000. And, in that class, there was Gary Sanchez, Miguel Sano, who were heavily scouted and recruited. And I felt that we did a fantastic job with Domingo, not just myself, but our entire staff, Sal Agostinelli and the entire staff we had, you know, decided to, to sign Domingo at, you know, a tenth of the cost of those other guys. And, all three of those guys, Sano, Sanchez, and Santana, you know, have hit 30 home runs in the big league. So, you know, we're pretty proud of that one.
Now, was that a tough negotiation once you got down to the money part of that? Was that one pretty easy, or did you have to fight a bit on that one?
Yeah, it was a tough negotiation. You know, most of these guys, in Latin America, they're going to try and, you know, get as much as you can, as they should. But fortunately, you know, we hung in there. We did a good job with the parents, the dad, and he was able to want to sign with the Phillies and sign with us. So we were able to get him done.
Well, it's the beginning. July 2nd was the beginning of what we hope is, as time goes on, a very fruitful pipeline for the Orioles when you see so many successful players come from Latin America and those areas. And we know the Orioles have to mine that pipeline. Kobe Perez, Senior Director of International Scouting. Kobe, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, why don't you just go to the beach and chill out, man? Just sit on the sit down and just relax and shut your eyes. Your work is done, right?
No way, man. We got a lot more work to do. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the beginning, and you know, there's so much goes into putting together these classes. You know, and I'm definitely happy that we were able to put this class together, and you know, we just got to keep getting better every year.
Kobe, thanks for your time. We'll bug you again down the road. We enjoyed the conversation. Thank you, man.
Anytime, Terry. Thanks for putting me on.
Thanks a lot. Kobe Perez, Senior Director of International Scouting with the Orioles. He said 3 years. That's kind of what this is. And that's why I asked him. I wanted to see, you know, what direction. And he was very honest. This thing's going to take about 3 years. That's how far behind the Orioles have been and how much catching up they have to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.